Hi, I'm Bridget Murtaugh, a program manager on the .NET team here at Microsoft. Welcome back to .NET for Apache Spark 101, where we delve into the exciting world of big data analytics using .NET. In this video, we're going to be performing sentiment analysis with .NET for Apache Spark and ML.NET. So you may be asking yourself, what is ML.NET? ML.NET is a free, cross-platform, open-source machine learning framework. In our case, it's really useful to use machine learning frameworks like ML.NET in combination with Apache Spark so that we can scale the training and prediction of machine learning algorithms, meaning that we can have faster machine learning predictions or training opportunities and with more input data. In the example in this video, I'm going to be writing an application to perform sentiment analysis. Sentiment analysis means that when we're given a piece of text, we want to determine if it's positive or negative. So did it mean something good or something bad? In our case, we're going to be working with a set of online reviews, and we want to determine which ones are positive and which ones are negative. So for instance, if we saw the review, "I love .NET for Apache Spark," that would be an example of a positive sentiment. Whereas if we saw something like, "I hate running inefficient big data queries," that would be considered a negative sentiment. So I'm starting off with a C# console application I've created called ML Spark Video. And I'm right-clicking on my project, Add, and then Machine Learning. And this opens up Model Builder, which is a great UI tool through ML.NET. I'm choosing the sentiment analysis option, and then I'm going to find my input data set, which is called Amazon, which is just a set of reviews from an Amazon website. So I'm going to specifically choose column 2 to predict, because column 2, as we can see below, is what contains a 0 or 1 standing for negative or positive sentiment. Now I can choose how long I want to train my model, and training my sentiment analysis model for longer will give it a higher probability of being more accurate. So I chose to do a minute, and we can see that once I've started training, Model Builder tells me the status of my training. So it tells me how much time I have left. And then as a bit more time passes, it starts telling me information about the algorithms it's testing. So it tells me what the best accuracy it's found is and what the last algorithm it tested was. So as Model Builder continues testing out other algorithms and training my machine learning model, I'm going to go ahead and create a new console app and add the Microsoft Spark NuGet package to it. In this app, I need more than just the Microsoft Spark NuGet package. I need the ML.NET NuGet package as well. So I'm going to go into the NuGet package manager and find Microsoft.ML, which will give me access to the ML.NET functionality that I need in my program. I'm going to choose Spark ML app, since that's the name of this C# console app that I'm creating. And I'm going to go ahead and install the Microsoft ML NuGet package. So now I'll go back to my program, since the NuGet package has successfully installed. And I'm going to go ahead and double click on the name of my C# project, which is Spark ML app. And within my .csproj file, I want to add a reference to the model that I was training in my other console application, so where I was using Model Builder to run sentiment analysis. So I'm going to create a new item group and project reference to the path where that model has been created, which in my case was in the source folder, specifically repos, and then I had called it ML Spark Video. And I want to make sure to specifically have reference to mlsparkvideo.model.csproj, so specifically to the C# project file. So now that I have that, I'll save it. And you may see an error in your output that it was unable to find that reference, but that's perfectly fine. We can resolve that by opening up a command prompt, going into Spark ML app, and then I'm going to run .NET restore, which will help me just clean up any sort of dependencies or file locations in my project. We can see restore completed, and now the error went away. So it was able to successfully find my trained machine learning model. So now that I have my references set up, I can go ahead and import the necessary functionality I need at the top of my program. So I'm going to add in the Microsoft.ML. I'll also add in system.collections.generic because I'm eventually going to be working with collections of some sort in this example. And I'll also add in the Microsoft Spark as well. now that I have all the functionality that I need imported over, I can start actually coding my app. So I'm going to start off with a Spark session, which is how I begin any .NET for Apache Spark application. And I'm just going to call that Spark session Spark. And as always, we're going to call builder and then getter create to finalize the creation of our Spark session. So now that we've created the Spark session, I'm going to create a new data frame where I'm going to read in the data that I'll be performing sentiment analysis on. And in my case, there's a few options that I want to set up. So I know that my data has a header, so it's labeled its columns, column 1 and column 2. So I'm going to say that it has a header. And then I also just want to call infer schema, which means that Apache Spark will take care of determining a schema or a pattern for my data. And since my data is contained in a CSV, I'll call the .csv method as well. And now that I've read in my data, I'm just going to call df.show so that I can print it out to the console and see what I'm working with. Okay, now that I've read in and shown my initial data, I want to actually start calling the ML.NET code on it so that I can start performing sentiment analysis. So I'm going to use a combination of ML.NET and a user-defined function, or UDF in Spark, to do this. So I'm going to call my Spark session, which is just Spark, and then register a new UDF with it using .udf. And with my UDF, I'm going to have a string as input and a Boolean as output, since my input is going to be a review, which is a string, and the output is going to be true or false for positive or negative sentiment, which is a Boolean value. I'll call my UDF MLUDF. I'm going to call my input string text, and then I'm specifically going to call a method called sentiment and pass it that text value. So what's going to be contained in that sentiment method, and how are we actually going to start calling the ML.NET code with our Apache Spark code? Check out the next video in the .NET for Apache Spark 101 video series to learn how you can finally complete the steps for sentiment analysis using ML.NET and .NET for Apache Spark.